Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, y'all niggas gonna let me do what I do. Let me do what I do, nigga. Don't grab me.
Shot-town, I hope y'all ready.
Grab them niggas.
NYC.
Been playing with them niggas.
LAP.
We got the most money in here.
Let's do it.
I need commas after my commas.
Woo.
Commas after my commas.
Woo.
I need commas after my commas.
Uh-huh.
Commas after my commas.
Yeah.
We ain't talking no bands, nigga. We ain't talking no bands, nigga.
Yeah.
We ain't talking no bands, nigga. We ain't talking no bands.
Uh-huh.
I got commas after my commas.
Money.
Commas after my commas.
Money.
I got commas after my commas.
Money.
Commas after my commas.
Uh-huh.
We ain't talking no bands, nigga. We ain't talking no bands, nigga. We ain't talking no bands, nigga. We ain't talking no bands.
I got Polo on my body, but I'm talking Ferrari, white girl in the party, Mary Jane, won't you be Molly? Couldn't feel no better, hundreds out of my sweater. Niggas say they cold, just a little bit under the weather. I mean, do the shit, y'all leather, what? Get your shit together, gave you niggas some time. Now I got a vendetta, damn niggas is basic, but the champagne imported. Bitches get arranged and then they get recorded. See them diamonds, they dance, nigga. Talking up your plans, nigga. Feel like David Ruffin, cause we ain't talking no bands, nigga.
I need commas after my commas. Commas after my commas. I need commas after my commas. Commas after my commas. We ain't talking no bands, nigga. We ain't talking no bands, nigga. We ain't talking no bands, nigga. We ain't talking no bands. I got commas after my commas.
Money.
Commas after my commas.
Money.
I got commas after my commas.
Money.
Commas after my commas. We ain't talking no bands, nigga. We ain't talking no bands, nigga. We ain't talking no bands, nigga. We ain't talking no bands.
Pussy niggas, I hope you losing sleep. That old money still new to me. I take a shower with a sexy bra.
Blog Talk Radio.
Free Max P.
Cause I'm not up in the stadium playing or on the radio saying fuck them bras, we don't love them, we degrading them. But always find myself back at the back in Canadian. Blood vessels popping out my craniums. Niggas asking when the tape gon' drop, but I got nothing to say to them, because I've been slacking the skill. Although my passion is real, I'm too caught up catching the feel when I should be cashing the mill. There's something about me being younger that affected my hunger. Got older in number, realize I can't count on these honors to determine my elation. Pursue the happiness I keep facing. These motherfuckers racist. These ain't fear racist. They just let the fear erase us. Adopted by the slum, son of guns. This is how they rate us. Yo son, we gotta raise up. Don't let them disarray us. So we raise us in the sun. So we gotta wake up.
Cause they always be behind in the cut. Always in the skies watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent. Apex on a verdict. Tonight we're serving surface. Cause they always be behind in the cut. Always in the skies watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent.
Got a whole bunch of shit up on my plate now. Thinking like, in the man garden, it's the snake now. Cause I don't know who to believe or who to deceive. Got me thinking I sold my soul and they receive, but I won't proceed to retreat. Jigga told me watch your throne seat and now I seize it. And the respect's too big, I gotta seize it. And I hope you see me, cause these niggas don't want beef with my talents. They ain't fit for this green, they just eat the salad. You think because you have it, they just gonna let you have it. It's a lot to learning that my nigga needs to access. It's the access to the earth. At the birth, I found a new balance, and now I walk on water like I knew balance, just like a relative. Marijuana sedatives got me thinking I should put a bomb right where the Senate is. Cause they corrupting the youth. We ain't deducting the truth. Looking at the president like, yo, it must be nothing to you.
Cause they always be behind in the cut. Always in the skies watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent. Apex on a verdict tonight, preserving surface. Cause they always be behind in the cut. Always in the skies watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent.
I passed the Dutch to the left and it started to make sense. It's funny how I see it more straight when I'm bent. You've been worn on the wrist and they can sit on top. Been on clock, cause you can see that I've been on watch. Shit don't stop.
What's up, man?
Yo, what up, man? What up?
What's going on with you, bro? Man, we got another Wednesday, man. I mean, I noticed this topic, man, why African Americans can't get along. I know it's like almost like a rub off of what we've been normally doing. Actually, to be honest with you, we haven't even did this topic yet, but we got so much information on all our topics because we need to touch this for his own show in general, but we have touched on the basis of why we can't do this. So, you know, why African Americans can't get along, man. That's what we talk about of the day. Live with this boy Case, and then it's live. We do this every Wednesday, 7:30 Central Standard Time. We love for y'all to call in 347-838-9106. And man, this Case show, man, Case gonna go in on y'all. He gonna test y'all on whatever it is. Okay, if it's religion, just be an economical corporate American thug out, whatever. He gonna test you.
Well, with that said, man, you know, I'm always trying to gain, you know, knowledge. So if it's, you know, people out there with knowledge on these topics we be having, man, we'd love for y'all to call in and conversate with us because that's what the show is about. It's about us building together. You know what I'm saying? As I said before, I don't have all the answers, and I would love, you know, to get information from, you know, other people out there if y'all be listening, you know what I'm saying, tuning in the show and vibing with you. So, you know what I'm saying? Hey, hit that one button when you call in, or check out westernworld1.com. You know what I'm saying? Get all the latest updates. Get to download the app. We're going to play that commercial in a little while so y'all can get that app, you know, and stay in touch with us.
Well, man, basically, man, I was doing a little bit of research, man. But just with this topic alone, if we add African Americans while we can get along, I'm going to twist it around a little bit. We're going to say the middle class. We're going to go with the middle class because when we go with the while African Americans can't get along, we feel like the poor or the brothers in the hood or the good stuff. Let's go to the middle class today.
Wait. You have to say that one more time. He was breaking up a little.
Oh, my bad. What about now? Can you hear me good?
Give it one second. Let me fix this shit real quick.
Okay, let me let Case get his stuff together.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you straight. Yeah, I can hear you clear.
Okay. Now, go ahead and say that last thing, what you were saying.
I would say, the topic today is why African Americans can't get along, but we're going to twist it. We're going to go with the middle class. Now,
okay.
When you think about African Americans can't get along, we think about what the thugs, the drug dealers, whatever, you know, saying black on black, fighting each other, gangs. But I'm going to go with the middle class. These are the working class people. I want to know why we can't get along with them.
Okay. Now, I would like to just start by saying that, man, real talk. You know, it'd be hard for me to do a lot of these topics, you know what I'm saying, because it's a lot of simple answers to these questions, you know what I'm saying? Like, we could stretch it, you know, and make it into a 2-3 hour, 4-5-6-7 hour show, you know what I'm saying? But it's a lot of simple solutions and simple answers to these questions, you dig what I'm saying?
I got you.
Basically, we don't understand as a people, man, that African people, we are out of our element. Black, African, whatever you want to call yourself, we just out of our element, and we've been out of our element so long, and we try to make another people's system basically work in our favor, and that's just not going to happen, man. I mean, I don't care how many solutions we come up with, as long as we plan inside of the enemy or whoever you want to call them, because you got a version for the enemy is to call somebody that, but you know what I'm saying? If you want to call the white man your enemy or whoever you want to call your enemy, if you playing inside their game with their rules, you got to know that you can't win. You dig what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's exactly why we so much against each other, is because everybody is striving for the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Like I said last week, I said, basically, black people, we would go broke trying to buy European shit before we, you know, go broke at trying to buying our own companies made type of shit. You know, a black-owned type of product or something.
That's what you said. Okay.
So, I mean, we would basically go broke getting Versace and Gucci, you know what I'm saying? But then I tell a brother about, you know, D Health Store, which y'all should check out, you know what I'm saying? D Health Store, if you sick or whatever. I tell a sick brother that got, you know, some weird-ass disease. Yo, check them out, man. They going to get you right. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool. But then the same brother that's dying from that disease will be going out to buy some Versace's or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I'm just being real, man. I mean, I'm using that as an example because, I mean, that's what we at. We too busy competing against each other, and that's why we hate, man. You see one of us get, you know, something like a car or a house, a person going to jump right on their Facebook or Twitter or whatever and tweet some stupid shit out.
Hmm.
We full of hate, man.
All right, let's talk about that a little bit, man. Now, you know, you get that. You know what I'm saying? Like the people tweeting or they getting on Facebook or whatever, and they downplaying another person's come up or happiness. What kind of logical thinking that you think it comes from? And don't say the terminology, hate us. Like what process? You know what I'm saying? Because we got to. You know, we could do one simple mind thing, and you know we could shut the show down in 5 minutes. But I want to let's do a thought process. Let's do a step process on this. What are your thoughts on it?
Man, my thoughts on come on, man. Like that's why I really don't do the Facebook or the Twitter. I mean, I got one. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want to hit me up, it's DC King 1 at Twitter and Wolfgang. One, or I think Wolfgang 10 on Facebook. I mean, basically, man, like a lot of people nowadays, like a lot of people just don't have nothing, man. When you say something, what's the terminology for that? That's a black person. That's where I'm going to leave it. That's a black person.
Yeah.
We the only ones that can actually get on, you know what I'm saying, get on a Facebook site and do some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? We the only people that can get on there and really, you know, show our ass about. You still with me?
I'm with you.
Okay, the thought process is, man, like, as you can see, if a white person moves next door, I'm going to give you an example real quick. If a white person moves next door and they got the best fucking house on the block. I mean, you go up in their house, they invite you over. They got big-ass TVs everywhere. They got Gucci this everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Basically, their house is just, they got fucking wall-to-wall Gucci. I'm talking about, like, you know, wall wrapping in Gucci. A black person ain't really going to say anything hateful about that shit or anything, you know, on that level because we feel like in our brain that that's what they supposed to have. As a white person, that's what they're supposed to have. Or any other ethnicity, that's exactly what they're supposed to have. But if a black person had it, of course, we're going to downplay it. We're going to say, this motherfucker a drug dealer. Or, oh, he got the hook up there. We got the hook up there. We never just give each other props for working hard and saying, damn, well, maybe this person did work hard to get that. I mean, let's take Jay-Z and Beyonce for example. They up in the $300 million club, $400 million club. Everybody quickly want to assume that they're Illuminati. You know what I'm saying? Oh, they're in Illuminati. They Freemasons and shit. Instead of just saying, man, damn, Jay-Z did work hard to get this far. Man, Beyonce did work hard to get this far. Man, Oprah did work hard. Black people, we don't understand hard work, man. We don't understand hard work because we got to this level when our people was fighting. See, that's what really fucked us up, man. Like back in the 50s and the 60s, that's what really messed black people up. Fighting for shit that we didn't need. Fighting to be integrated into a system that wasn't for us, but we fought to get integrated up in, and now we can't even win in that system. We can't really win a muscle. Of course, they gonna on the surface, they gonna let a couple motherfuckers look like they winning. But you know what I'm saying? This game is designed for all of us, you know what I'm saying, to fail. You know what I'm saying? It's designed for all of us to fail. And then when a person do find a loophole and do the work, the hard-ass work, you know what I'm saying, then people want to, oh, they in the Illuminati. Oh, this person did this. Oh, this person do that. I mean, that's just how black people is, because we don't believe we can have anything without, you know, going through a conspiracy theory to get the shit.
Oh, wow. Straight up.
Yeah, we don't think we can have. I mean, think of the mind state, man. How many black people, we driving in the street, just me and you. We driving in the street. A brother passed us, he riding a new Jag. You know what I'm saying? Sitting on Doves, $100,000 car. What's the first thing that motherfucker's going to say? Oh, man, he a drug dealer. I mean, man, you we synced it 100 times.
Right,
oh, man,
yeah.
Homie dealing drugs, or maybe his parents got money or something like that. We never, ever once say, man, maybe homie worked hard for that shit.
I got you. So you saying basically, man, if you just more so sit down and just applaud the person instead of just downplaying or labelizing or stereotyping it, you'll probably get a lot of, you'll probably get a lot out of it and learn from it.
Real quick, let me say this. What I forgot for a lot of the people listening in, you know what I'm saying? I know I forgot to say this. What I meant about the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s, they started to put black people into systems, public aid, social security. So, you know, most of us got that attitude where we feel like we don't have to work for shit, that it would just be given to us, because, I mean, that's mostly with a lot of black women, because they have all these programs with a lot of black women in it, like public aid and what's the other one? What's the other shit for the house?
Section 8
programs. Yeah, they have all of these programs. So a lot of the black women don't feel like they have to do anything technically but, you know, get pregnant and get in these programs and shit like that. So we don't understand anymore what hard work is. Now, I would say, like, the males out there, you know what I'm saying, a lot of the brothers that's going to jail, you know what I'm saying, a lot of them, if you look at it, they working hard to get out of their situation. I don't condemn any of them, the brothers that, you know, go to jail, but understand one thing, man. This is a system that's set up for you like that, and the system is waiting for your ass. The system don't want us to break free, man. The system don't want – we the only people, think about it. Black people are the only people that don't have a piece of fucking mind on this earth, dog. We the only people that don't. We the only people that don't have a piece of mind on this earth, man. I mean, you never really meet too many black people. That's why I drew so quick to the doggones and the information that they was given, because I have never, ever had that type of energy presented from a black person or an African person that I ever met. I mean, you meet somebody, man, you meet a person, and they kind of got this energy of, like, not that I don't give a fuck, but just, like, everything is cool. You just need to learn this and learn that, man. When you learn that and learn this, everything's cool. I have never met anybody like that until I met them people. So I knew, you know, it was something there on the surface when I went out and met such spiritual people of my own culture. You dig what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So I kind of feel, you know, when I go around and I says about culture, man, at the end of the day, that's what it is, because your culture is the things that those are the, your culture holds the values that builds you up as a person. And if you don't have them values and you don't have that culture and you no longer possess them values, which black people we no longer possess anymore. No matter how hard we fight for it, all of that 60s and 70s and all of that shit, we started to lose our culture because we started to fight for something that wasn't ours, something that we didn't make. You know what I'm saying? We made it, per se, out of slavery, you dig what I'm saying? But we got to realize that the people that we made it for, they not trying to share that shit with us, and that's never going to happen. No matter how hard we fight, that's never going to happen. So that's mm-hmm. what I basically meant about the 50s and 60s and 70s. I mean, all props due to brothers like Martin Luther King and Mega Evers and a lot of them brothers that lost their life in the struggle of getting us where we need to be, you know, what we needed to be. But if you really think about it, man, a lot of that stuff back then we was fighting for necessarily wasn't even what we were supposed to be fighting for. Like, had we been... had we been fighting for land, like, fuck it, you know, y'all brought us from our land, just give us Atlanta or give us this place or, you know what I'm saying, and that'd be for black people when we, you know, do our farm there and all of that shit. We didn't fight for that, man. We fought, you know, for possessing things that the Caucasian people already possess. And we felt like if we got some things, and tell me this is not true, we felt like if we rode at the front of the bus, we was proving something. Who was we proving something to? If you know you a human already, you shouldn't need anybody that basically dehumanized you to give you that, you know, respect and humanity and dignity back to you, because that's what black people are really technically looking for white people. We want them to give us our honor back. We want them to give us our respect back. We feel like if we get their respect and we get on the level that they on, then they gonna respect us and they gonna honor us. And this is just not true. But back to the show, what we were saying, I don't want to get too much off topic.
Okay.
I don't want to get too much off the topic.
Well, on that note, then, man, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll come back, all right?
Let's get it.
Hey. You. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Tune in to the Dennis Life Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show. That is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. WesternWorld1.com.
The North American Association of Basketball is calling all sophomores, juniors, seniors, and high school basketball players to attend this Saturday, April 6th, the 5th Annual Chicago Basketball Showcase and College Expo. That's right, this Saturday from 12 noon to 5 p.m. Again, that's 12 noon to 5 p.m. at the Roe Clark Mountain Science. That's located 3645 West Chicago Avenue in Chicago, Illinois. Again, at the Roe Clark Mountain Science, located 3645 Chicago Avenue in Chicago, Illinois. If you are a player who plays for a team or not, got the talent, was looking for and need exposure, then this is for you. Must enroll in a high school, must have his or her school jersey or t-shirt. The event is totally free. Some come early to register. Over 100 players are expected to be there. Illinois coaches from various colleges and universities will be present. For more information, contact Greg Williams at 312-912-1336. Again, the phone number is 312-912-1336. Come on, y'all, let's have some fun.
Back in the building, man. We back, bro. Okay. Hey, dude. You hitting them, man.
And for everybody out there, listen, this is from my point of view. You know, if you don't agree with me, please feel free to call in. You know what I'm saying? If you agree with me, still, you know, feel free to call in.
Yep. The number here is 347-838-9106. Call in, man. You know, ask Case a couple of questions. Test him out, man. See what he know. See if he proving his point or versing his voicing his opinion, whatever the case may be. See, and I want a lot of people to understand. You know, a lot of people that don't call in on the show, they send us text messages, and we got like over 15,000 listeners. Like they tuning in through the internet and they listening in. So, you know, if you want to call in and you want to share your thoughts, man, just think about it, man. You're getting heard.
We're going to hear a couple seconds of your fame. You know, your voice might be a stardom or something, but, you know, just call in and check them out, man. And we're talking about today is why African Americans can't get along. We had gave you round one, so we're on round two, which is we're going to talk about the working class. Now, the reason why I come at the working class people, because when you hear about it, man, you always hear this, and I said this earlier, you hear about broke people. You hear about why the community can't get along. Or you hear about people in the churches. You hear about these things. So now we're going to do with the working middle-class family. So, you know, they're making that money. They're making some money, or they're making, you know, enough to pay the bills or whatever the case may be. Why is it that, okay, let's just go off of a commuter, right? I ride the train. Why would I get on a train, man, with an African-American or whatever, sister, brother, man? They got this look on their face like they just got unchained from slavery, or if you look this way, I'm going to smack you, or if you say hi to me, I'm going to punch you in your nose. And you just don't even want to look at them. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, like you gotta have a bad breath look. Like, why is that? You know what I'm saying? Like you hate going to work. I mean, what is that? What you do
that? That all goes back, man, to that whole. Let's just blame the whole Willie Lynch system for shit, man. I mean, I'm gonna go into it by like this. They had field niggas, they had house niggas. I mean, they had different levels of black people that they kept around. I mean, we still, to this day, man, carry that stuff over into our people. You dig what I'm saying? That's why you have middle-class people that's working hard as hell. We gonna call them the field niggas, right?
Okay.
Then you will have some black people. You know what I'm saying? I'm just using these terms as reference. This is not what I call my people on a daily basis. I want y'all to know I'm just speaking theoretically. Check it out, though. Then you have your black people who's, I wouldn't say they middle class. They're a little bit above middle class. You dig what I'm saying? They like, I wouldn't want to call them rich because I don't know too many rich-ass black people. I mean, when I'm saying rich, I'm talking about millions and millions of dollars rich. But let's just say somebody that got a little money. They always going to be looked down on by the black community because, dog, we just feel like we cannot achieve that level. I mean, we haven't had shit for our whole, you know what I'm saying, life. Like, black people ain't really had shit easy. Nothing came easy to us. So when we see another one that got the money like that, you know what I'm saying, then it's kind of like, oh, they must have did something. It's always that they had to do something to, you know, achieve this shit, like a new thing going around with successful black men. Every time you see a successful black man, you know, nowadays, everybody calling him a what? A homosexual. Like, oh, he did faggot shit or some shit like that. One of the things we have to remove from our people, man, because that shit is just getting too overdone. Every time a black person achieves something, they got to be a part of the Illuminati. They got to be gay. They got to do this. Why can't we just give our people props? Why can't we just say, okay, they did that? You know why? It's because now, in order for us to achieve it, we have to go through them doors that them people went through. And a lot of people just don't want to do hard work no more, man. That's how black people's brains are. We don't believe hard work is going to get us what we need to get. I mean, we've been busting our asses for years and years and ain't really got nowhere. So why is a person really going to put their best foot forward and know, you know, thinking they just going to get set back out of that situation?
Oh, I got you. Well,
so I think it's more the Willie Lynch type of shit. But go ahead.
Okay, cool. I got a text from a female. She just said that you know, her and her boyfriend, they just broke up, and when they broke up, he pretty much wanted to just do the let's just be roommates type of feel. She like, no, she don't really want to do the roommate thing because she feel like when she was raised, basically, long story short, she was raised up as being married, you know what I'm saying? You know, her mother and father was married, her grandmother and grandparents was married, and she really don't want to shack up. And by them breaking up was because he lost his self-esteem, you know, he lost his job, you know, and so he's just doing this, you know, going through this feeling sorry for himself, I want to say. What do you think that is? Do you think that, she just basically said, do you think that's a weak-minded brother thinking, or is he thinking like everybody else? Like, why do you see that? Because that's been common in my black communities. When they break up, they just shack up or something, or they do these things, they don't want to commit to marriage.
Wait, let me get this. He broke up with her, and now he want to be her roommate?
Yeah, he basically broke up. All right, I'm going to break it down. Okay. They broke up, I guess because he lost his job, something like that, so now he's feeling sorry or whatever. But he don't want to move out. He just basically want to just shack up or just be roommates. And she don't want to do that no more. She see this kind of common in the black community. You know, is that a problem? Like, should she put him out? You know what I'm saying? Let him get on his 2 feet. How would you look at that? And she looking at it as they African American, and this is why they not getting along.
I mean, well, as I said, man, like, a lot of us just don't want to work hard, dog. I mean, a lot of us don't want that hard work on the surface. I mean, we want everything, but we don't want. We feel like we don't have to do the work for it. But far as him, I mean, man, I made it a thing not to really speak on too many people's relationships and tell people how, you know what I'm saying, how to adjust their relationships and stuff like that. I mean, she's going to have to call in the boss for
the relationship hour.
Yeah, I mean, because, I mean, I would kind of feel bad if I tell her that, you know, the brother ain't shit, or I tell her, you know what I'm saying, I just don't like doing it.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this, man. I'm just saying that, you know, if the reason why they're not going to get along is because she see it one way, he see it another way. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he moves out the crib or whatever the case may be, and they still date, it's still almost like they still being roommates. You know what I'm saying? Because he's going to come over and spend the night. So she got to make sure.
That's kind of stupid. That's kind of stupid, though. If they live together, what the hell he gonna move out and just come over to spend the night for that? Like, to me, that don't make no sense. I mean, it's either you with the person and y'all holding each other down for better or for worse. And I mean, you don't even have to be married to the person. But I mean, if you finding yourself in a relationship and you know, you care about that person, and you know everything was one way before, why would you switch it another way because the situation changed? That just goes to show that you wasn't really down for that person to begin with.
Right, and I don't know which one it is. You know what I'm saying? Right. I got you. So that's why
that's why I don't really like answering the questions, because, I mean, about relationships, because, you know, if a person, you got to hear both sides of the story, and then you get to tell them the truth. You don't want one motherfucker to not like you. Like, oh, well, man, he don't like me because I told him the truth about her. She don't like me because I told him the truth about, you know what I'm saying?
Right. All right, well, let me answer that question.
Like I said, it's my truth, though. That's just my truth.
Hey, if you know, she finally getting rid of him, because they got no job, then they wouldn't get a loan anyway, man. So that's what we're going to look at that. I got another text for you, dog. The text message is coming in, man. This I guess he's a gay dude. He's an African-American. He's a homosexual. He want to know, why is it that straight men, platonic men, why they look at it like if a gay person try to be friends with them, they try to holler at them?
Well, I mean, okay. Let's run into that real quick. You want to hit a song real quick, and then we'll come back and take that. Oh man.
Yeah, I hit a song.
Because that's gonna be a deep ass conversation. So let us hit a song real quick, go to a break, and I'm gonna go in and elaborate on that now. All
right, man, go block him, man. Young Chop, man. Shot Town, stand up. Let's go.
Type of shit happen every day. All them a go on them a top of them clear. None of them have the guts to rise it and spray. None of them have the guts to bust the estate.
I got diamonds on my blogger. Service in my blogger. Yeah, that's my blogger. She be poppin', yeah, that's my blogger.
All praise to the Most High, on both sides. pray to God, I pray for hard, I won't lie. More tired cause I'm dope tired. Convo and a boat ride. Renting cars for the whole month. Drop Porsche money, no cosign. Yeah, my records ain't got to sell, nigga. Go diamond off of my cell, nigga. Give a fuck what you sell. That chance come, I take mine. I ball hard, you bench ride. So fuck you and your baseline. No sound scan for a brick layer. Square nigga, you a brick hater. We see a bitch, you fall in love. I fall back, cause my bitch data. Where I'm from, we go crazy with them choppers. Selling dope, going diamond on my blogger.
I got dollars on my blogger. Service in my blogger. Yeah, that's my blogger. To my blogger.
Take a look at my world, diamond on my block. All we got is white girl, all we got is chops. All you hear is chops, all we see is chops. That spotlight on my block. Dope boy to the rescue, bad bitches get the best view. A lot of money just floating around, all them hoes feeling special. Woo! I know the rent due, fuck me right and it's been through. Third time you done used the line, goddamn she a pimp too. Teamwork makes the dream work. All my niggas been seeing work. All my niggas ain't make it through. So much death that my dreams hurt. Where I'm from, we go crazy with them choppers. Selling dope, going diamond on my block.
I got dollars on my blogger. Service in my blogger.
The Western Worldwide Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorldwide.com until now. By using our mobile app, just log on to www.WesternWorldwide.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorldwide.com.
One-time home repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. It's 773-698-5720. Ask for LV.
Do you suffer from degenerative diseases such as high blood pressure, diabetes, fibroid tumors, high cholesterol, genital herpes, or a plethora of other diseases that rob you of a quality life? If so, then visit the website of herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra at dhealthstore.com and open the door to natural healing at an affordable price. dhealthstore.com has over 1,800 products created by herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra, specifically designed to help you heal the natural and safe way. At DHealthStore.com, you'll find everything from herbal formulas and cleanses, such as Tahuti's famous Full Body Detox, as well as herbal teas, extracts, natural body butters, lotions, creams, children's products, hair care products, and of course, sexual enhancement products for both men and women. So visit the website of Tahuti Ma'atra, DHealthStore.com, or call toll free at 1-888-823-9416. DHealthStore.com.
The North American Association of Basketball is calling all sophomores,
all juniors, seniors,
and high school basketball players to attend this Saturday, April 6th, the 5th Annual Chicago Basketball Showcase and College Expo. That's right, this Saturday from 12 noon to 5 p.m. Again, that's 12 noon to 5 p.m. at the Roe Clark Math and Science. That's located 3645 West Chicago Avenue in Chicago, Illinois. Again, at the Roe Clark Math and Science. Located 3645 Chicago Avenue in Chicago, Illinois. If you are a player who plays for a team or not, got the talent,
who is looking for and need exposure, then this is for you. Must enroll in a high school, must have his or her school jersey or t-shirt. The event is totally free. Some come early to register. Over 100 players are expected to be there. Illinois coaches from various colleges and universities will be present. For more information, contact Greg Williams at 312-912-1336. Again, the phone number is 312-912-1336. Come on, y'all. Let's have some fun.
I always do you favors, and that's romance, that's romance, that's romance. I fuck you on your job, and that's romance, that's romance, that's romance. And I don't give a fuck, but I got to, yeah, yeah. They say the best part of waking up is breakfast after a nut. And that's romance, that's romance, that's romance, that's romance. We fucking crash, that's romance, that's romance, that's romance. Okay, fuck my hand, suck my thumb, be a lady and buy me lunch. Send me cards, make me read, but don't send me no flowers unless it's weed. Cause I'm that nigga, she say I'm that nigga. She ain't got a man, but act like I'm that nigga. She check my phone, what's that about? Any other hoe, I would've cussed ass out. But that's romance, that's romance, that's romance, that's romance.
Hey, check this out, man. If y'all want to hear music like that, man, y'all log on this Friday, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's Hip Hop Fridays with Case and Dennis Live. We do nothing but hip hop. That's all we do. All day, every day, we in the building. We don't care. Now, Case, don't be trying to dodge around this question. The text says, it's the text. I'm stopping the music for this. Before I play some background music, I want you to listen to this. He said, I am he's a homosexual dude. And he want to know why that if he just try to make friends with heterosexual male, just a platonic friendship, don't want to be in no kind of relationship with him at all. You just want to be cool with him, but they so homophobic. They afraid to be his friend or say what's up to him or whatever in the public. What is that? Why is that? And they African American, so why they can't get on?
Well, I mean, I don't have problems with homosexual people. I know that's probably a big ah to the black community, to the black power community or whatever. No, I mean, I don't have technically any problems with them on the surface of, you know, like that. My only thing is, man, like, we live in a time where a lot of stuff is being overdone, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't think a lot of dudes technically want to be friends with homosexual dudes for the simple reason why, like, I think too many people run around wearing their sexuality on their sleeve, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you come to me and you a man, I expect you to, you know, conduct yourself as a man. I don't care about your sexuality. I don't care what you do at the crib. Just conduct yourself as a man. If you come to me as a woman, conduct yourself as a woman. Or be treated as something else. I mean, that's how that shit goes.
Wow.
So far as, like, why they can't be friends with each other, I mean, that's not just in the black community, man. I think that's in every community. If the dude, you know, because there's a lot of down low ass dudes out here nowadays. So
right.
You never really know. You know what I'm saying? That's a hard question. It's not hard to answer, man. It's just a lot of people overdo it with their sexuality. I think a lot of these gay people walking around, they wear their sexuality as it's like they race or nationality or some shit like that. And, you know, to the gay people that listen, you know, that follow our show, man, like, that's one of the topics we gonna probably do, man. I don't even know how to phrase it right now, but why do gay people overdo it with the sexuality? Like, somebody cares. I don't care if you just walk in the room and you say, oh, you know what I just did sexually? I don't really care.
Yeah, that's what
like,
you said.
Yeah, it says it right in the word, homosexuality. That's your sexuality. So I mean, if you present yourself on a per, I mean, to a person that that's all you is about your sexuality, hell no, I'm not going to want to hang around you. Because, I mean, that don't fit my sexuality. You dig what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just being real. It don't fit mine. So why would I want another dude hanging around me telling me some shit that, you know, that I'm not with?
Well, he said platonic, man. He said just, you know, let's say, for instance, dude gay, but he, you know, he talks about basketball, and, you know, that other dude had the straight heterosexual man got something in common with him on basketball. They can't even hold a legitimate conversation.
Oh, man, that's bullshit. That's bullshit. Because, I mean, I know a lot of gay black dudes in the community that a lot of them, like I told you, with so many motherfuckers that's on the down low, man, you never know who you talking to nowadays. So that ain't really a problem, man. I think, like I said, with homosexuality, man, I think they got their own fucking invisible price to fight, because it's simple to me. It's simple to me with the homosexuality shit. This is simple to me. Okay, here's the thing. That's your sexuality. Don't nobody care what you're doing inside your bedroom. You know what I'm saying? Same way I'm not going to come out, you know, out of my bedroom and be like, oh, well, I just got through, you know, peeing on my wife or some shit like that. Nobody cares. You dig what I'm saying? Nobody cares. And I think a lot of people that's doing the homosexuality, fighting for rights and all that, like, you got rights as a human being. What the hell you need rights for your sexuality for?
Yeah, that's what you're saying. Well, you
I
know
mean,
what,
that's a real question.
Well, I mean, we can answer that. I mean, you know what, Casey's just elaborating on, you know, we got a text message in here, and there was a homosexual person that sent the text message, and he asked why can't, you know, well, basically the topic is about why African Americans can't get along. And so he's an African American homosexual, and the other one is a African American heterosexual. You know, he just wanted to be platonic friends, and this dude here is homophobic. He don't really want
that. Let's cut the bullshit, because that's what I'm about, dog. Let's cut the bullshit. To me, on the surface, man, I would say a large percent of homosexuality is motherfuckers want attention, dog. I'm not saying all of them, but most of them want attention. Let's just be real. And that should be another topic. We're going to probably hit up Saturday or Wednesday or whatever. I'm not scared to go there with it, because, I mean, it's the truth. I just don't see why the hell you need so many rights for your homosexual. I mean, for, you know, because you're a homosexual, because your sexuality needs rights. But if people who's been over here have been getting shitted on since the beginning of this shit started, like, skip their rights. We just need rights for our sexuality. Like, come on, man. I mean, people lost the whole thing of what they fighting for. You got black gay people out there that's saying it's harder being gay than being black. I don't get that. I don't see how that's true.
All right, so basically, before we clear this text, is this true to say, is it fake to say that he just, the dude, this homosexual dude just wants some attention? Or is it safe to just say that, you know, dude just, he just pretty much, that's, it's the other dude that's really on the homosexuality tip. How you look at that? So I can close this case real quick.
It's basically, that situation varies from person to person, because like I said, I know there's a bunch of gay dudes out there that me and you wouldn't even know we sit next to a gay person, because they don't carry themselves, they don't conduct themselves to tell everybody what they're doing. Now, it's like if it's a flamboyant-ass dude and you got a masculine dude, I mean, that's never really going to match, like, because, you know, they both of them energies are just way too different. Now, if the dude is carrying himself, you know what I'm saying, as a male, and he presents himself as a male to other males, then that's how it's going to be presented. But if he comes in feminine and the dudes are masculine, then, I mean, it's like, that's not going to work.
So it's pretty much how you dress it up, pretty much. If he's flamboyant,
yeah.
Right. I got you. You flamed out.
That varies for, you know, different people.
Got you. Okay. All right, well, cool. All right, well, to answer the question, it varies. You know, if you're a flamboyant person, they like to wear like red, green, yellow, and blue, like every day, all at one time. And you know, you talk, you know, with a in it, and y'all talk about Kobe Bryant basketball, and you compliment Kobe Bryant, like really compliment them. You know, yeah, that's kind of uncomfortable. But if you just a gay person in the world, and you just like you gay, but you act straight and you cool, I don't think the person will really matter, because it wouldn't bother them, because you're not showing it.
well, you're not coming at them with it. But, yeah, I got you. So, basically, just pretty much how you carry yourself with that person. So, if you really flamed out, try to change it up. Maybe, you know, that person. My question is, why do you really want to be his friend anyway if you don't want to be your friend?
Wait, why would you want to be his friend?
As I said,
like, dude, you can be friends with a gay motherfucker and not even know that they gay. You know what I'm saying? One of your best friends can be gay. You wouldn't even know. I mean, to me, your sexuality is something that you keep to yourself, man. You dig what I'm saying? Unless you put a get ready and have sex with that person, then you should keep that shit to yourself.
Got you. All right, well, hey, man, all right, well, okay, we on round two right now, about to go on to round three. Round one was just basically about, you know, why we not, you know, how come we don't sit together, what we not doing, right? Round two was basically about the working class, you know, the upper class, why they looking the way that they look, and now we're on round three where we're taking a couple of text messages. If you still want to call in, or if you want to comment on the page, you can do that as well. The number here is 347-838-9106. If you want to send out a text blast or something like that, man, you got to go to the page, facebook.com/LeakDella. Just leave a comment on the page. I get it. And sometimes it'll come directly to my phone when you pull something up. So that's how we get the text messages out there. And also, too, man, one more thing, too, you go to westernworld1.com, and you also, too, you can actually sign up for your text service. Your number, we'll see your text blast, we'll see the mobile app, which is the mobile app is pretty much what you're going to really get, because it has everything. It's a beautiful app that anybody can just download that to their phone. If it's a Droid or an iPhone, you can download that and get everything that's going on. I just sent out a text blast about Kate's show today, and, you know, I'm getting a lot of hitbacks, a lot of feedback on it. So, man, that app is really what it is, westernworld1.com, westernworldone.com. You actually, if you look at that blog talk right now, you can see the banner, the way that it's spelled out. And I was just kind of elaborating on that a little bit more. But today's topic, man, is why African-Americans can't get along. Case pretty much broke it down and summed it up a little bit. So, well, Case, I'm going to ask you this then. I'm going to go back to the Negroes, when you said the porch, the field, and the just, I don't know what you call this nigga. All right?
Yeah.
Now, the field nigga, that's the one that went out there that worked, that did everything. And you, would you consider that field Negro, the Negro that, that just don't know how to do nothing but work?
That's the middle class.
All right, that's the middle class. And then we got the porch, the one that they be in the house. That's the house Negro. What do you consider that one now?
What do I consider? I would consider that one slightly above the middle class.
Slightly above the middle class. Then you just got the, I don't know what's wrong with that Negro class, right? All right, so that's how we...
The house Negro, the one that lives in the house with Maffer. The reason why I'm using that, you know, is because I'm just trying to present how we are as a people nowadays, man. Like, when a black person gets something, as I was saying, you always have another black person trying to downplay it and talk about it, because they got this belief, a lot of us have this belief, that we can't have nothing or we can't achieve nothing unless we do certain things. And, you know what I'm saying, that's just not really the case. You know what I'm saying? That's not really the case. Everybody's not a drug dealer. Everybody's not a homosexual. Everybody's not working for the white man. You know what I'm saying? And no secret society. Some people just work hard.
I see. And I also see that the wait. I'll just go ahead and say that.
No. That's all I was basically saying. In our community, we got to start presenting to our kids and everything that, man, it take hard work to get to certain areas, man. Nowadays, a lot of these kids, man, they don't know about paying no dues. They don't know how to, you know, about doing anything. They just want to wake up in the morning and be living Lil Wayne lifestyle the next day. Or they want to go sell, you know, $100 worth of drugs and think they're going to be, you know what I'm saying, Rick Ross the next day.
So do you think that
about African Americans can't get along. Do you, so you saying that they pretty much a product of their own environment, basically?
Oh yes. And, oh yes. Oh yes.
Okay. Okay. So
we are
our
worst enemy.
Uh-huh.
I said we are worst enemy. Real quick, I want to say this for the callers, man. Go check out Brother Polite versus Sarah Susetti. Is the white man the devil, or are black people our own worst enemies? That was a 5-hour debate. Y'all need to check that out, man, because Brother Polite spit some shit in the first round that just ended the whole debate. You dig what I'm saying? He gave everybody the questions, like, I mean, the answers to the questions. Basically, a lot of these topics that we discuss, they laughable. They laughable to a person that has, you know, knowledge in their head, because for the simple fact, it's simple answers to these questions and simple things that, you know what I'm saying, to do to get over the hump of these questions. It's just that we don't want to. We want to make everything bigger than what it is, and it's not that big.
Okay. All right, give me a quick example with Brother Polite.
Well, no, he was basically, you know, saying some of the same things that I was saying, like, you know, black people, we want to blame everybody for our situation, you know what I'm saying, but we don't want to get out. It's the same basic thing that Master Novel was saying in that clip. We want to blame everybody for our situation, but the situation is very simple to get out of. Just get the fuck up out of it. That's it, plain and simple. But, you know, we want to find 100 different, you know, ways to try to beat it, and there's only one way to beat it, to just get the fuck out of the situation. And, I mean, it'd be disrespectful for us to sit here and talk like it's not nothing going on in the black community, because there's a lot of things going on in the black community. It's just that is there black people paying attention to them things going on inside the community? Because there's a lot of things. There's a lot of teachers out there, man, that's dropping science, like, man, just dropping it hard. Mm. You know what I'm saying? It's about us paying attention, but see, we don't even want to do that. Like Farrakhan sat there, he told us everything that's going on with the financial system and everything, and you still have black people commenting on it. Oh, this nigga don't know what he's talking about. He killed Malcolm X. Oh, that's how we are, dog. Like when a black person is presenting the knowledge and they present some, a black person can sell your ass, man, in about a week, man, it's going to be an atom bomb go the fuck off. We'll sit there, we won't even believe it, but then we'll wait for somebody else to tell us, but then when they go off and we inside the shit, we like, oh, why we had to be here?
Right. But you know what, before you finish it up, man, what I'm going to do is, man, we're going to play a couple more, commercials and get back, man. I got another text message for you, man. I think it's a real good one. And
okay.
Then we're going to come back and then, you know, ask some questions, all right?
Hey, let y'all know, man, I'm on the road. I'm driving downtown Chicago. Weather nice and motherfucker. Yeah. Get back to the show.
Hey. You. Yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
The North American Association of Basketball is calling all sophomores, juniors, and high school basketball players to attend this Saturday, April 6th, the 5th Annual Chicago Basketball Showcase at College Expo. That's right, this Saturday from 12 noon to 5 p.m. Again, that's 12 noon to 5 p.m. at the Roe Clark Math and Science. That's located 3645 West Chicago Avenue in Chicago, Illinois. Again, at the Roe Clark Math and Science, located 3645 Chicago Avenue in Chicago, Illinois. If you are a player who plays for a team or not, got the talent, who is looking for and need exposure, then this is for you. Must enroll in a high school, must have his or her school jersey or t-shirt. The event is totally free. Some come early to register. Over 100 players are expected to be there. Illinois coaches from various colleges and universities will be present. For more information, contact Greg Williams at 312-912-1336. Again, the phone number is 312-912-1336. Come on, y'all. Let's have some fun.
The Western Worldwide Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorldwide.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.WesternWorldwide.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorldwide.com.
Okay. All right, man.
Yo, we back up in the firehouse. But check it out. I just wanted to say this real quick, man. This is another reason real quick why I attack religion in the black community. I'm going to tell you why. It's because black people cannot believe in God. I'm just going to be real. We can't. I mean, let's be real. We can't believe in God. I'm going to tell you why we can't believe in God. For one, we don't even believe in ourselves. So how can we believe in God? That's what I'm asking you.
You can't ask me that question. I believe in God.
No, I'm asking you. I'm asking you as a black man. I mean, just think about what I just said. Like, just think about it. I'm not even, you know, trying to shit on religion or whatever, you know, even everybody knows it's a joke. But let's just be real. How could we believe, how could we say, as black people, as a culture of people, that we believe in God? How? We can't. Look at our people.
True. But still, if you say, okay, you can call culture a joke because it's not working either way it goes. You see what I'm saying?
No, wait. No, let me explain to you what I mean. Okay, to believe in God and to live by them laws that's presented in that book, in the Bible, that's presented in the Quran, in the Torah, you know, whatever you want to call yourself, all of this stuff is about people, about helping people. In the black community, black people don't help nobody. We don't even try to help nobody. We, like, how we having this conversation right now, if we really believed in God, we wouldn't even be having this conversation right now. Now, will we?
Well, I don't know. I don't think that's true because we still got free will. So yeah, I mean, I think we will have the conversation.
You know? And you know the funny thing, the only people that I hear ever mention free will is black people. I have Caucasian friends, I have Chinese friends. I've never heard not one of them ever even say to me anything about a free will. But I heard black people say it millions of times. See, my whole thing is I know, just looking at the structure, and people would know if they really start studying, you know what I'm saying? And I wanted to say for the next show, what we're going to do, we're going to probably do like a show of honor and respect, you know, to all the teachers out there. I'm going to get a bunch of teachers' names. I'm going to run down books and videos that, you know, people should be watching just so we can get people on that level, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So we're going to do a whole show probably about that. But I'm just saying, when you listen really to the knowledge, dog, it starts to present stuff on the table that you have to answer. You can't play with truth. You dig what I'm saying? That's why I'm saying I don't believe that a lot of black people believe in God at all. Because, I mean, we wouldn't even be in this position if we did.
That's not true, though, bro. Because if you look at it, it's people right now, man, that don't believe in God and still doing heinous acts.
No. But what I'm saying is, as a culture, let me present it better. As a culture, you cannot have a God if you don't have a culture first. And I mean, that if you look at it, that's just true. I mean, it's 100% true. You're not even living as a person with values to even respect God. That's why we both know if you go up in these churches, there's homosexuals scattered throughout the church, right?
Yeah.
In most of these churches, right?
Yeah, they,
okay.
I mean, and they are faithful. You see what I'm saying? Even though it's not like even though everybody used that, they get homosexual in the churches. You know, homosexual is an abomination. But then it's like, if you don't follow the Bible, and if that's what it says in the Bible, then why would you take that and use that for your own political gain just because they're homosexual? Maybe they're homosexual trying to get that word inside of them so they can change. We don't know.
Okay.
But I see that homosexual are more faithful than a heterosexual going inside of a church, and I don't think it's smacking them in the face. It's just he love you for who you are and what you are and what you believe in.
Let me present some history to you, though. The homosexual thing, and I mean, this is really history. The homosexual thing that in the churches, that's fresh on about Europe. You know what I'm saying? That's fresh out of Europe, because you can look over in Africa nowadays, they don't play that shit over there. That's number. Like I said, I don't have anything against homosexuals, but when it comes to spirituality of God, like them two don't, they're homosexual, it don't mix. I mean, back in the day, in the comedic days, you could be gay. They probably wouldn't have killed you or nothing, no shit like that. But you was not allowed to join no spiritual schools back then. If you was a homosexual, you was not allowed to join no spiritual schools. Now,
but
am
then
I
if
saying,
they, if
am
they
I
was homosexuals, if they was homosexuals, right, and they wasn't allowed to join no spiritual schools, and this is something that's supposed to change you to be a better person, then so I think it's the person, not the culture of the homosexuality. It's that person.
What I'm saying, if you look at that culture, like homosexuality was a no-no. That's basically what I'm saying. You could go to the American, the Native American Indians. They didn't play homosexuality either. I got a whole book on it. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about Native cultures that didn't play that. This was presented from another culture, so you adopt into somebody else's culture, no matter how you look at it. See, we want to play as Black people. The whole nice thing, well, okay, it don't matter what color Jesus is, it don't matter what color this person is, but we the only people that's doing that, and we the only people that's in the bottom, and time is just moving on, and there's no pickup for us and all of that, and I'm saying, one of the callers had it the best, and I think it was a white dude that actually said it that called in. He said it the best. Black people, we forever waiting for a savior. That's our main problem. To me, in the Black community, with as much pain as we've been through, to me, like, church is nothing but a blanket for losers. And, I mean, I'm not calling our religious people losers. I'm just saying it's a blanket for losers. It's basically most of the people that I know that ran the churches, and this is where it comes. Most of the people I know that run the churches are people who fail at doing what they're trying to do.
Give me an example.
An example of what?
Why you said that? Church is for Black people and it's for losers. Give me an example.
It's for losers because, I mean, just think about it. I mean, there is nothing, there has never been nothing in that place for us at all. Nothing. I mean, if anybody can prove to me different that Blacks got off the boat with this religion attached to their shirt, then, I mean, then we can have something to talk about. But we know, see, we don't want to go back as a community that far, because we're comfortable with living the way that we live in. I mean, Black people, we can't really complain about anything, man, because we comfortable with the shit.
I'm gonna tell you like this, bro. With going into the because I go to church every Sunday faithfully. I listen to the word faithfully, and it's more of the community are lazy, because if me and my pastor be like, hey man, we're going to stop by your crib, and we're going to sit down with you, talk with you, pray with you, and see what's up with you. You know what I'm saying? Just even talk to you. They make up 90 million excuses of why not they don't want to talk. Or they make up 90 different excuses on why.
Now, because that's why I just told you. They can't really believe. like, that's why I told you they can't really believe it. And man, how many, come on, Slade, you used to live that life, dog. You used to be about that life. Don't bullshit me, man. How many black people you knew that did some old off-the-wall shit? I'm talking about, like, off-the-wall, something just out of the blue. And then what they say, I ain't tripping, I'm saved.
No, I mean, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I was living that life, I didn't see it. You see what I'm saying? Like, now that I'm living that life, I see that. I see what you're saying. Like, the people that I say, okay, we go to church every Sunday, then next thing you know, my man's over there doing something, West Coast over there doing something. I think it's about that person not taking it seriously. You see what I'm saying? Like, if you
okay,
not taking
tell
it, whatever, I don't care what it is.
Hold on. I don't mean to cut you off, but let's be real. You used to be an entertainer back in the days of some sorts. I know you got fans out there that know, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to put you out there like that, but you used to be an entertainer back in the day. We used to do shows on Saturdays, right?
Right.
We used to do shows on Saturday. How many females was talking about they had to get up out of there because they had to go to church in the morning?
I was a numerous amount of females.
Okay, that's why I'm saying, man. I feel like this, and this is presented, you know, where we go. Another culture told another culture, you'll be fine. Just go over here and do this, and you'll be fine. And, I mean, that's just not true, dog. We, like I said, there's a lot of stuff going on in the black community that a lot of black people don't know about. As I said, people from Africa, from a very old ancient tribe, came down here. They got a school in New York, California. They trying to get in touch with our people. You know what I'm saying? They trying to get in touch with our people.
But how many people that you know that's faithful to them, though? You know what I'm saying? Like, how many people that you know that's faithful? That practice all 77 laws, that practice all 77 laws and don't break not one of them.
I'm not saying nobody's perfect. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Can you master them laws and, you know, stop doing them? Of course you can. But what I'm saying to you is there are things not even just spiritual inside of the culture, man. I mean, I don't know if people get when I'm just saying culture, because if you look at any other race on this planet, nobody else moves like black people. Nobody else, man. You can look to third world countries like Ecuador or something like that. They still move a little better than us. You know why? It's because they have all something that they fighting for. Like Dominicans, for one. Dominicans are Dominicans. Well, black people, we are everything else but black. If that's what we want to be, black or African, we are everything but what we supposed to be.
Okay, I get it to you.
So that's why. That's why I'm saying real quick. I want to go on. That's why I'm saying real quick. That we can't. I mean, if a lot of people out there listening, just think about that. Black people can't possibly be the religious people that they say they is, but living in the same conditions and have the same, you know, same fucked up situation that they have for continuously over and over. You can't be religious. You can't. I mean, you just can't, because when you pray to God to get you out of that situation, get your people out of that situation, it ain't going to happen.
Right. That's why I said a work is worthy. A work is worthy. If you, he's not just going to come and get you up out of your situation. You got to get up out your own situation. And that's where it comes back to lack of laziness. People are lazy.
Right.
People don't want it. And get it.
I understand that.
In order to understand the kinetic, your kinetic ways, you got to get up sometimes, and you got to go to the temple, to connect with the spirit. Right. That's what you're doing.
Sure.
You can sit down and read the books. You can sit down and look it up, but it don't feel the way that it would feel when you fellowshipping with your people. You know what I'm saying? With the people as far as the Dalgan ways. You see what I'm saying? When you sit down there, like, you can tell me, man, I sit down with you, man, we have a conversation, like, man, dog, I went to the school, man, through, man, my whole body, man, I mean, mentally brought me back, you know what I'm saying, on a whole nother level. And that's what it is, man. It's considered fellowship. But if you could be in a church and you can fellowship with a whole bunch of sinners, yeah, they can say, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, and then with that same, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, you put a penis in their mouth or a vagina in their mouth. So, I mean, they not considered, you know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody's sin, man. You know, so like you said, everybody's not perfect.
It's just a fact of what you got to do as far as disciplining yourself with whatever you are in. Now, you know, I don't think nobody in this world, you can find one holy person in this world, and if and you probably can. Don't get me wrong, you probably can, but I haven't seen one yet. Look at Gandhi. You see what happened with Gandhi. We already know the demographic, how you think about us. You see what I'm saying? You look at the Pope now. The Pope want to step down because of what? I mean, he said medical reasons, but he probably said something in there that he didn't like no more, and he didn't want to commit to that.
Truthfully, he was stepping down over some pedophilia shit, because that's what they presented at first, and then they took that back and said it was some medical shit. See, and that's one thing that I'm saying, man. I don't get why, as a people, you know what I'm saying, and I guess that's a question I probably got to answer within myself. But I don't get why.
I think, and not to cut you off, I think that you just do another show on that. You see what I'm saying? Like, let's do another show on it and really prepare for that show and kill it. Because I know when we did religious versus culture, we couldn't really get the full creme de la creme out of it. You see what I'm saying? We should do a part two. Come with it like hard.
Oh, yeah. We're going to do, you know what? I just thought about it. We're going to do a, this is for all my Christian fans out there. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do the origins of Christianity in Africa. That's going to be our show. And I'm definitely going to come. I'm going to come prepared for that. I'm going to have the dates. I'm going to have the work, you know what I'm saying, ready for anybody that's ready to present their argument, you know what I'm saying. But I already know basically how the argument's going to go anyway, because it normally goes like that. But, you know, we still can get on it.
Okay, cool. All right, well, I got a text for you, man. And today, man, we're still talking about this topic of why African Americans can't get along. And I got this text. It says that what role does drugs play in us, and why in us, and why we're not getting along?
What role does drugs play?
Yeah. I guess what role does drugs play with us, and why we're not getting along?
Drugs
in the black community. What role does drugs play in the black community?
Well, shit, I mean, man, drugs was basically put there, you know what I'm saying, for us to fall even more. Most black people use drugs as like a comforting blanket. You dig what I'm saying? It stops. Basically, we got to talk about what drugs do and what type of drugs. You dig what I'm saying? Like, most of the black people I know that do drugs, they use it because they covering up some pain that they just can't deal with.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's pain that, you know, emotional pain that some people just can't deal with it on that level, so they go on to using drugs. I don't really think that drugs is keeping black people necessarily from connecting with each other. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that's what's on the surface. I mean, we keeping ourselves from connecting with each other because we don't believe that we can. We don't believe that we can.
Mm-hmm.
We don't believe that we can, you know, every time you go to a club or something and it's, you know, it's jumping and there's 200, 300 plus black people up in there, you already know something's going to happen.
Right.
Then you go to the white club down the street and it's the college kids, they up in there, they party and they getting drunk. You know, you might have a little push and shove going, but that shit is back, they right back to the regular scheduled program. You dig what I'm saying? But you go to a black club, somebody getting shot, somebody getting jumped on, the police got to come, and all of that, because that's us doing that, man. That ain't nobody but us doing it.
Okay, so basically, man, so now we lazy, we ignorant.
I mean, no, we our worst enemy, man. That's why I said go look up that Brother Polite and Sarah Sussetti argument. We are our worst enemy. We want to blame everybody else for our position, but we are worst enemies because we don't want to just simplify shit and make it simple. Like, okay, if something is bugging you, don't do it anymore. It's kind of like, you know, I was saying about the black women having babies, you know, out of wedlock and not having a father behind it. If y'all know, if the sisters, if y'all listening and y'all know that shit is going on in the hundreds and thousands, there's a lot of cases of the father not being there. Saying, won't you just sit down with the dude who you with and see what the hell he want out of life? He might not want to be with you on that type of level. That's what I'm saying.
Pretty much communicated.
Yeah, man, we don't communicate in the black neighborhoods, man, with each other, especially black men and black women. We don't know how to communicate with each other. And, I mean, there's some dudes, I know dudes that just tell a girl, look, I just want to bone and do whatever, you know what I'm saying, whatever. I feel like these women should be more upfront with their intentions about what they want from a dude. If you're trying to get married, tell a dude you're trying to get married. If you're just trying to bone, you want to get knocked off real quick, then just let them know you want to be knocked off real quick. I feel like we need to communicate, and I think that'll stop a lot of stuff that's going on inside of our communities if people was just real. Now, today, when you have an opinion about something, about anything, you considered a what? A hater. So that's another thing that I don't think, you know, that's helping out our community either, because, I mean, people should be allowed to have an opinion, have opinions about things.
Right, right. I believe that. I believe that.
No, I believe you should have an opinion about things. Now, if you flat out just hating on a motherfucker, then, you know, that's a whole other different topic. You know what I'm saying? But if I say, okay, I don't like this artist, I don't like this actor, I don't like this person, then just let me have my opinion. You don't got to make shit out of a war.
Right, right. I feel that.
And that's what's going on in our community. That's making us further go down a hole, dog. But go ahead, what you were saying?
No, that's what I'm saying. I believe that. I can feel that right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, let that person voice his opinion and still be getting on with your day. You know, so keep it moving. You know, I guess that's where it comes in to where if that person take it strongly, you just got to just self-discipline yourself to do it. But, man, if we so ignorant to it, we got ignorant, we got lazy, and we got lack of discipline now. You know, those three are like a core of a person, man.
Let me show you something real quick, man. When you go to different cultures, who's always the head of the culture? Like Chinese, I'm just speaking
besides the statue.
Yeah, who's the head? Who's the presentation of that culture? More than likely, it's the woman, right?
I was looking at like the Buddhists. The Buddhists.
Yeah.
But go ahead, I'm listening to you. I'm trying to follow your point. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm following your point.
I'm talking about basically like when you look at Chinese and all of that. You look at basically they food and stuff like that, basically they tailorship, you know, they clothes and all of that. The women made all of that, right?
Right.
And then you look at, you know, other cultures and everything. Basically, man, I'm gonna put it to you like this, and this is real talk, and this is for the sisters out there that know the truth. When the black woman wakes up and she comes out of her shell, that's when shit gonna start changing. That's the simple answer. When the black woman wakes up and comes out of her shell, because there's a lot of sisters out there, you know what I'm saying, that agree with this shit. You know what I'm saying? Sisters, y'all don't want y'all sons and y'all dudes on the down low, man, then y'all gotta step the fuck up. Sisters, y'all don't want y'all sons out here in gangs and getting shot the fuck up, then y'all gotta step up. I mean, man, let's just be real, man. I'm sick. I'm gonna say exactly what my man Tariq Nasheed said. Y'all dudes need to stop cupcaking, dog. Y'all need to stop cupcaking. Stop cupcaking and thinking, you know, you're going to say some shit that's nice to these females that they want to hear because you're going to get something out of it. Because, trust me, a woman know when a nigga is cupcaking. No, I'm going to say that. Women know when a dude is cupcaking.
And give me an example of a cupcake. Do you consider if a man gets a woman tattooed on his chest or arm, do you consider that a cupcake?
Man, situations is different. I don't consider that as a cupcake. Dude, situations is different for, you know, he might love that woman or whatever.
Before you finish breaking that down, let me give you some background music. All right, go ahead. You break down now.
just being real, man. Like, a lot of this shit is simple, man. I don't want to sit up here and try to make it seem like this shit takes hours and hours to figure out, because none of this shit takes hours and hours to figure out, man. It takes less than a minute to figure out what we have to do as a black community to get our shit back on. You know, all of us just present a lot of this shit just to make small talk out of it. But
gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of this bastardness, these kids being born as bastards, like me and your boy LB had a conversation about that. He said that because his mans went out and had a baby by 11 women, that he was ruining their life. No, let's be real. He not ruining their life. They ruining their own life. Take two people to lay the fuck down and make a baby, man. And I'm sick of these dudes out here. When you get to talking about, you know what I'm saying, black women, they always jumping in to cupcake the shit up. And, I mean, the funny thing is, you can go on YouTube and find black women talking about black women. Now, if other black women think it's a problem and you bring the shit to the surface as a male and you have another male black man sitting in the back talking about, oh, man, I ain't going to put the blame off. Stop fucking cupcaking, because you know it's true. I don't have no kids. But most of the brothers that I know that have kids, they paying child support. I don't know not one brother that just had a kid and, you know, just take a kid and you see the kid a week and I know every dude that I know that's black is paying child support. Now, I know white boys that got kids, you know, when they ain't with the girl, they not paying child support.
That's bogus.
And I'm only saying that because, as I said, dude, all of these systems are tailor-made for black women to fuck up a black man with. That's just it. All of these systems can come out and say all they want. Well, black men need to get their shit together. Y'all know that ain't happening. Let's be real. It's not happening. The system is not conducted and set up for a black man to get his shit together. I mean, you can. I'm not blaming the system. You can if you're thinking out of the box and you get out of the system. But this system is not made up for us to just go the fuck out there and become a lawyer and just save the fucking day for everybody. It's just not set up like that. And let's just be real. They don't say we go, black men go through more shit than black women go through. All of these systems are set up for them to use to bring black men down. Let's just be real. If you look at public aid, you look at Section 8 and all of this, how many women you know that's married that got Section 8?
Wow.
No, I'm asking you, how many women you know that's married that got Section 8?
That's married? None, man.
Yeah. And when they do have sex, when a woman do have Section 8, she can't have a man that live there with her because they'll take that Section 8 away from her and she'll have to pay regular rent, right?
Yep. Oh, they don't want to pay the extra $300, huh?
No, they don't. They don't. They're not going to pay it. And they're not going to pay it. So that goes to show you that was the whole thing that Umar Johnson was talking about, how they took the black man out of the house. It's simple things that they did, man, that people did in order to get us in this position. It's simple things that we have to do to get out this position. It's simple things that we have to do to get out the position. We want to sit there and make it think it's rocket science because we don't want to do shit. And the truth is, black people are comfortable in their situation.
Well, this just to all the Illuminati baby mama hood rats that's on Section 8 and that won't get off Section 8 and that's on public aid.
Damn. No, I'm just saying, man, that's one of the things. See, in order for us to get our culture back, man, we have to destroy the shit that's in our culture that's making us like this. We have to destroy it. If we can sit there and we can talk for hours about white people and we can call them motherfuckers and all of this, why we can't, who's to turn around and call our people the motherfuckers that's doing the shit?
Right. That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Black people don't want to turn around and talk about they fucking selves as a whole. And that's what we got to do, man. That's why I'm going to make one of these shows just about talking about black motherfuckers.
Hey, they ready too.
I'm definitely, And watch how many motherfucking black people call in. Oh, man, that's just not true. That's not true, because we don't like to talk about ourselves, but we'll sit there, we'll let another culture talk about us right in our fucking face and won't say nothing.
Hey, man, I think
they
you
do
should
it every
do that
day
next
on the
week.
News.
I think you should do it next week, like really bad. Like, I mean, like, for real, come with it. So that way, you know, we can get some people to call in. And, you know, if they call in off emotion, at least they calling in instead of sending me these text messages and all that, which I'm cool. They're cool. You can send me the text message. That's cool. I take them. I take it all. You know what I'm saying? You want to leave the messages on the page? That's cool, too. But, man, you can call in 347-838-9106. And just hear what this man got to say, man. I'm trying to see if, you know what I'm saying, is it very debatable with what you're saying, man. You know what I'm saying? So I give it to you, man. Go ahead, man. You got the floor.
It ain't really about what I want to say, man. I did this show because I like to talk to knowledgeable people. And, you know, people who want to, you know, get on a certain level of knowledge. Like I said, I'm not the, you know, perfect person out here. I don't know everything. That's why I like when brothers like Brother Solution, Mr. Solution call in. The other brother we had, what was his name? Dat Shepherd?
Yeah.
Man, shout out to all of them brothers that call in and drop knowledge with us, man, because, I mean, that's what I want the show to be about. If I don't know something, please call in and correct me. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
If you disagree with anything that I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, please call in and correct me. Because this is how things, you know, this is how we got to start things as a community, man. We got to start things with a conversation. We can't be scared to conversate about these things. And then when we conversate and we present on the surface what's stopping a person or what's, you know, putting a person in that position, then we can handle it from there. But if people don't conversate, it's so easy for us to say economic this, economic that. But how the fuck are you going to have economic growth when you got people don't even know what the fuck to do with the money? As
yes.
I said, you can drive through a black neighborhood and start throwing millions and millions of dollars out. White people going to be happy. I'm going to tell you why they're going to be happy, because they're going to get that money back tomorrow.
Thanks,
they're going to get that money. Nigga, they're going to get that money back tomorrow. Trust what I'm telling you. When a black person gets money, where we going? We going to the Mercedes dealer. We going to the Bentley dealer. We going right back to the people who just gave us the money to give it back.
Well, man, let's take a quick commercial.
They're going to get it back.
Let's take a quick commercial, man, and we're going to come back with it, man. We got a couple of minutes. We'll elaborate a little bit. Let me do this so I could drop another song. Either way it go, let's do it.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show. That is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westcityworld1.com.
Hey, you, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Let's go.
Peace.
The Western World One Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorld1.com. Until now. By using our mobile app, just log on to www.westernworld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorld1.com.
On-Time Home Repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. It's 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
All right, we're back in the building, man. Well, Case, man, you know what? We sitting up here, man, we're talking about why African-Americans can't get along, basically. You know, so Case kind of breaking it down. You know, so far we got ignorant, we got lazy, we got no spiritual morality. And we got one more cactus, right? Maybe cactus.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, when you look at it, man, you said you put it off on the women, because it's the women are the ones that's really the backbone to the poor.
Yeah, I mean,
you with me?
I'm with you.
All right. No, basically, man, what I'm going to say is, see, the funny thing is, we had this conversation. A lot of them dudes that's cupcaking the situation with black women, man, those are the same dudes that... What's up?
Wait, you said cupcake. Let me change your song. All right, go ahead.
The dudes that's cupcaking the shit and trying to wrap a blanket around it, you know what I'm saying, that won't get in these sisters' asses. And I'm not dissing the sisters at all. I mean, I love the sisters to death. But in the same breath, it's like, shit, even my mama be talking about half the shit that's going on with the sisters out here. And she a sister.
Right.
So I'm saying with the dudes that's for the dudes that's cupcaking, they'll be so quick to turn around and call the sisters queens and gods and all of this. Okay, so if they gods and they queens, then why can't they clean up this situation when I say it?
Right. Okay.
We already know you niggas not for to do it. So if our gods and queens, you know, let's be real. I mean, I heard a brother say this. Man, these are queens and these are gods and everything. Okay, technically speaking, they are. But are they willing to do the job, you know what I'm saying, do the job of the cleanup? That's all I'm saying. Are they willing to do the job? Because it's simple as shit. It's a simple job, too. You don't agree with me?
I'm listening to you, man. I'm listening to Frank Ocean and you.
It's a simple job for the sisters to do, you know what I'm saying, what they have to do to get these niggas in check. Stop fucking with bullshit ass dudes. That's it. Stop fucking with bullshit ass dudes. If you smell that the dude smells like bullshit when he's walking in the door, don't fuck with him, because you know he ain't about shit. What every time, and I'm going to reveal the secret right now, when dudes be talking and they meet a girl and you talking to your boy and you like, oh, so, yo, what's up with Jennifer? What's the thing that the dudes say, oh, man, she ain't on shit, dog. She ain't about shit. Is that not what they saying?
Yeah, I got to say some love with that, man.
I mean, and the women say the same shit. Oh, what's up with John? Oh, that nigga ain't on shit. Well, technically, none of y'all ain't on shit anyway to begin with.
Right.
Because if you got to say that a motherfucker ain't on shit, you must not be on shit. Because you paying attention to a motherfucker to see what the hell they on.
Right. Wow.
I'm just saying, man, if a lot of the sisters out here, they want that Claire Huxtable life, then you got to live like Claire Huxtable, goddammit.
Okay, so like you said, a product of that environment.
Man, you can't walk in no motherfucking house with a bunch of tattoos all over you, talking about you want to be Claire Huxtable. If you present it to me as some Aldi's fool, that's how I'm gonna handle it, as some Aldi's fucking fool. Don't try to walk in as with an Aldi's rap on, trying to act like you from Whole Foods or some shit. Just being real, shit.
Right.
I just think a lot of the sisters, man, a lot of the sisters can really bring these dudes back up to par, man, on their shit. Just think, if all women just woke up one day and said, look, I ain't fucking with no bullshit ass dudes no more. Like, I ain't even trying to fuck with no ghetto fabulous ass motherfucker. You live at home with your mama, I ain't fucking with you. You live at home with this person, I ain't fucking with you. You doing this, I'm not fucking with you. Watch how fast black dudes change.
Wow.
Everything a black man do is for a woman, dog. Everything. I don't give a fuck what a dude tell you. Everything. You get your hair cut for a woman. What's up?
Go ahead. I'm listening to you. I was just saying, you said basically what we doing, we presenting ourselves for that female, no matter how you look at it, right?
You want to be presentable for your woman. Well, if women made niggas be presentable on that level, then a lot of them would change. As I said, man, if y'all go back and y'all look at the story of Isis and Osiris, basically she was the first black woman in history to ever put a mummy together. And if you really listen to the story, it was basically her putting her man back together, making him whole again. You know what I'm saying? That's what women can do. I mean, you can see white women is not the white man's downfall at all.
So basically that text that we had earlier, she said that they, you know, he just wanted to, you know, shack up in the crib. You know, he lost his job. He just felt like, you know, they wasn't going to be together. But you think it's her fault because she's not giving him that love?
Well, if she loved the dude and she feel like, you know, that's somebody who she going to be with, and she feel like he, you know, on something, he really is on something, then I feel like, you know, she should stay with the dude.
Yes. Yeah.
That's all a decision that's going to be made up to her. But what I'm talking about is, like, these women talk about it's a bunch of down low ass dudes, you know what I'm saying, out here, and they sick of the diseases and all of that shit. But
you said down low. Okay, so good.
But they keep fucking with these down low looking ass dudes. You know what I'm saying? Dude, a homie walk in with some girl pants on, some skinny jeans on. I mean, what is you thinking? His hair curled like a girl the nigga got on makeup. That tell you the story right there, ma. Just be real. That tells you the story right there, ma.
Was he probably a lesbian then or something? Is he attracted to a dude that, you know, looks feminine?
Now, half the shit that's going on, like, okay, when Lil Wayne kissed baby in the mouth, I know everybody thinks that. I'm using that as an example. You turned around to females. You like, man, did you just see this nigga kiss dude in the mouth? Women was the motherfuckers defending that. They was defending that shit. Oh, it ain't nothing. I mean, I don't think homie gay. The man came on, and this ain't about Lil Wayne. I'm just using an example. The man came on the awards with female pants on. The company said the next day, we don't make pants like that for males. So that had to be female pants. You say to women once again, this nigga wearing female pants. They defended. Oh, man, you know, it looked cute, though. It was hot. Okay, this is why y'all ass stay fucking with down low dudes. Right there, you just answered the question. Because it's hot. So when you find out that your man is in the back, you find your man in the back with another dude doing something, don't feel salty. You thought that shit was cute at first.
Oh, wow. Hey, well, what's
the thing? Come on. That's the true story, son.
Okay, well, basically, man, today's topic, man, we're talking about why African-American men can't get along. So we've been breaking it down. So far, we build up that little man. And I'm just going on my little recap of what I got. I got the laziness. I got they content. They spiritual is kind of down. We got what else? What I'm missing? Cakers. They cakers. So what I'm gonna do?
No, we
I'm
can't get along because our belief system, dude. That's why we can't get along. You know what I'm saying? It ain't really the laziness and no shit like that. It's just our whole belief system, man. We don't believe in each other, and that's it. All
right. Well, what I'm gonna do, man? I'm gonna play a quick commercial, and then we'll come back in. We'll take a call, and then that way we're gonna shut it down, bro.
Let's get it.
All right, let's get it, man. Hey, man. So you know, so far, case said, man, we're looking at it now. We got our belief system. So, hey, we're gonna come back on that note. We're gonna take a call. There you go.
The North American Association of Basketball is calling all sophomores, juniors, and high school basketball players to attend this Saturday, April 6th, the 5th Annual Chicago Basketball Showcase at College Expo. That's right, this Saturday from 12 noon to 5 p.m. Again, that's 12 noon to 5 p.m. at the Roe Clark Mathis Science. That's located 3645 West Chicago Avenue in Chicago, Illinois. Again, at the Roe Clark Mathis Science, located 3645 Chicago Avenue in Chicago, Illinois. If you are a player who plays for a team or not, got the talent, was looking for and need exposure, then this is for you. Must enroll in a high school, must have his or her school jersey or t-shirt. The event is totally free. Some come early to register. Over 100 players are expected to be there. Illinois coaches from various colleges and universities will be present. For more information, contact Greg Williams at 312-912-1336. Again, the phone number is 312-912-1336. Come on, y'all, let's have some fun.
One-time home repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time. Specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. It's 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
The Western Worldwide Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorldOne.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.WesternWorldOne.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorldOne.com.
All right, man. We back in the building. Hey, Pace, man, I'm going to take a call, man.
Yo.
Yeah, I'm going to take a call, man, real quick, all right?
Let's see
what this is, man. The number 312-376. Caller, you on the air?
Well, hello. How you doing? Brother Chase? Brother Dennis?
Yo, what up?
Fernando Vincent in the house.
Vinny, how you feeling, bro?
I see you brothers have been having an interesting conversation.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man, we talking about why African Americans can't get along. And so, Keisha broke it down earlier, so we want to get your input on it, man. We got about a good 5 minutes or so. So go ahead, man. We're going to let you go ahead and answer that.
Well, unfortunately, part of the problem with brothers, they're too busy hating and jealous of one another. It's that big thing called ego and pride. You know, and I agree with them in terms of the belief system and what have you, but a lot of it is this ego. And so at the end of the day, I might spit some knowledge and what have you, but, you know, the next brother might not want to hear it and might not want to receive it because he feel like that what I'm saying is testing his manhood in the sense of his ego. So he don't want to get that knowledge from me because at the end of the day, it appears like I'm looking down on him or, more importantly, it makes him feel less or look less than. So since it makes him feel or look less than.
Give me a hand clap. Give me a hand clap on that one. I need a hand clap.
Okay.
All right, go ahead. So that's one of the major problems. If we as men could be secure in ourselves and secure in what we know and be willing to hear another brother, it's just like you, Case, every week you putting it down, serious knowledge. And if a brother could stand on what he knows, and then yet be able to receive from you what you know, then your peace put with my peace becomes a whole peace.
Gotcha.
Right?
Man, well, hey, man, I know Vinny, man, I was well put on that, man. I know you got something coming up, man. We've been playing your commercial and everything. So go ahead, man, give us a little snippet of what's going to happen April 6th, man.
Well, basically, we just are interested in showcasing the greatest players the world has never known. There's a lot of dynamic talent and a lot of young people out there that have the potential, have the skill, have the talent, but doesn't have the exposure in terms of basketball. There are a lot of opportunities for scholarships and things of that nature so that we can advance the young brother to another level of mind, another level of understanding, another level of success in life, if you will. And so it's going to be going down this Saturday, April the 6th, 12 to 5 p.m. at Roadmaps and Science, 3645 West Chicago Avenue. All they need to do is bring their ID, school T-shirt or school jersey, gym shoes, and be ready to play. It's totally free.
Wow.
And there will be college coaches in the building to be able to check them out.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Well, Vinny, man, I want to thank you for coming on the show, man. Hey, you know, well put, man. You know, with the knowledge and the wisdom that you're giving us, man, I really appreciate that, man. So anything else you want to add on before we shut it down a little bit?
Well, and final, man, I'm telling you, people need to continue to listen to this blog network that you have created with WesternWorld1.com. It's really dynamic. It's revolutionary. And, man, you got Case. Man, every week you're putting it down, man. And I really respect you, my brother. And, man, you keep it up. Hey, I will hope to see you this Saturday. And, man, put it out there on your Facebook. Everywhere, let these young brothers know that there's an opportunity out there. Sophomore, junior, seniors, we're looking for you.
That's right. Hey, let know, man. I'm a play his commercial for him, man. Just to show him, man, how we Western World One Network get down, man. We gonna rock you out with your commercial, Vinny, man. On that commercial that you got there, man, is pretty hot, there, Doc.
Yes, it is. WesternWorld1.com. They do you right.
North American Association of Basketball is calling all sophomores, juniors, seniors, and high school basketball players to attend this Saturday, April 6th, the 5th Annual Chicago Basketball Showcase and College Expo. That's right, this Saturday from 12 noon to 5 p.m. Again, that's 12 noon to 5 p.m. at the Roe Clark Math and Science. It's located 3645 West Chicago Avenue in Chicago, Illinois. Again, at the Roe Clark Math and Science, located 3645 Chicago Avenue in Chicago, Illinois. If you are a player who plays for a team or not, got the talent, was looking for and need exposure, then this is for you. Must enroll in a high school, must have his or her school jersey or t-shirt. The event is totally free. Some come early to register. Over 100 players are expected to be there. Illinois coaches from various colleges and universities will be present. For more information, contact Greg Williams at 312-912-1336. Again, the phone number is 312-912-1336. Come on, y'all, let's have some fun.
Well, okay.
What are we at the end? We at that time?
What's that?
I said we at that time right now?
Yeah, man, we at that. You got about a good 9 minutes or so, man, so I'll let you go ahead and air it out, man.
Oh, okay. Nah, man, I'm just going to close it, you know, with these remarks, man. Like, as a people, we got to start attacking our own people, man. That's one of the things we got to start doing. We got to start questioning our own community, man. And like the brother said, we got too many of us looking down on each other. That was my whole point of, you know, this show. We look down on each other when a brother's giving knowledge. We look like, what can this nigga teach me that I don't already know? So that just let me know right there. That should let us know as a community that we're in a very bad situation if a black person can't even spit knowledge to them.
Right. Wow.
Because your ego and your pride is in, you know, the way of it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we need to put that ego and pride shit. That shit needs to go way out the door, because I don't feel better, you know what I'm saying, than any of my brothers at all.
I always been the person to carry around whatever another person can do, I can do. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we need to start believing inside of our community, man. Whatever another person achieved, you can achieve too. It's easy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's about you getting behind yourself and believing inside yourself, because ain't nobody going to do that for you. You know what I'm saying? We got to stop being such a emotional. We got to get out. Man, that's one of our biggest downfalls, this emotional state that we're in, man. We too consumed by emotions, man. And I know I become the victim of it. You have become the victim of it. You know what I'm saying? We let our ego and our pride take over the things that we were supposed to be doing. And they be the dumbest shit in it. They be dumb. And when our ego and pride really get called to the table, we don't even know how to answer back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's one of the things inside of our community that's fucked up.
So they take the pride out of listening a bit.
Yeah. To all the brothers out there, you know, I'm not questioning anybody. I'm not, you know, calling anybody out or nothing like that. I don't want people to see this show as that type of show. As I said, call in and build with us. You know what I'm saying? Let's get this shit together, you know, as a people. Because this is where it's going to start. It's going to start with us having a conversation. And, you know, whatever I don't know, maybe you can put me up on, baby. Whatever you don't know, I can put you up on, man. We got to start being more receptive to taking information for our people. From our people. You dig? And we gotta believe in our people. So that's really what all I wanna say, man. If it's coming, you know, from a person of your culture's mouth, then you need to probably you know, take that into consideration before you take anybody else into consideration.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's all I want to say, man, because ain't nobody going to give us the real knowledge. Ain't nobody going to give us our respect and our honor and our dignity back. And I know we don't been down this road, you know, with a whole bunch of our speakers and everything, with people just wanting to make money out of the struggle and all of that, you know what I'm saying? But we got to see through that shit now.
Yeah, man, we just go in, man. What's the World One Network? We going in like gorillas. We vultures. We savages. We coming in, we taking our respect. I don't care if you don't want to listen to us, you don't want to call in, you don't want to do none of that. But just listen to us. That's all we ask. That's all we want. We don't care. Right.
Nah, because I don't pretend, like I said, man, there's a lot of brothers out here that's pretending to have all the knowledge in the world and, you know, pretending like they way is just the way. There's no other way but they way, man. It's a million different ways for us to get out of this situation, and one of them is culture, and that's what I come present. I don't come present the economical side. I don't come, you know what I'm saying? Those are things that I'm still learning to this day. So, you know, when you come, you listen to the conversation, just come and build, man. If you don't agree with something we saying, please call us on it.
Yeah, call us in, man, 347. I don't even want to give out the number no more, because we're going to get shut it down. But it's 347-838-9106. Y'all call in every Wednesday, man, 7:30 Central Standard Time. Y'all want a text message, that's cool, too. You know, we ain't tripping. You know what I'm saying? We answering all calls, one call, does it all. Also, log on to Western World One. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Download that mobile app, man, so that way you'll be in tune with us on the go. You ain't got to worry about being at the grocery store. Throw some headphones in and pop it up. Hit that app button. Go ahead and put up Western World Radio, man. You hear us or whatever. Then what's smooth about it is, if you don't want to, you know, listen to your internet go down, but your phone's still up, you can still call in and listen to the show. And you ain't even got to hit the button. You can just listen to us. At least we know that you're there. You understand where we're coming from, and you're enjoying us, man. That's what it's about. It's about that good entertainment. They're good entertainment, they're good education, and good motivation, man, and encouragement, man. And that's how we do it, man. No matter what we say, you know what I'm saying? You know, you might get a couple of guys on here lip boxing or debating each other, because you got to think about it, man. Casey, brother, man, that brother there, man, you know, our beliefs are totally different, but yet we still the same, man. And so we might feud a little bit, but, you know, I respect his as well as he respects mine, and we just keep it moving. So, don't be afraid to call in, man. He will lip box with you, though. But he also will humble himself, no matter how you look at it, unless you're doing something, you're talking about our mamas or something, you know, then we got to you know, we got to get at you, man. I don't care how we're going to get at you. We might have to see your, we might have to see your first book.
Yeah, man. I mean, this is a show, man. Like I said, it's presented for y'all to interact with us, you know what I'm saying? For y'all to call in and say y'all piece about things because, you know, like as my brother said, if we can all sit down and we all come in with knowledge and we can bring that to the table, who knows, man? Maybe one of these kids out here